Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Alive to Thrive with Brenda Fraser.
Just take those old records off the shelf.
I love the colorful clothes you wear. And the way the sunlight plays upon her head.
A beautiful thing.
day we met, I won't forget. Our love has stood the test of time. I feel so blessed that you're mine. Love is a beautiful thing. Yes, you gave me your ring. Thank you.
and welcome to WGGM Radio. I'm your host, Amanda Dowell, every Monday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. So you heard some songs earlier from Good Vibes to all the other stuff, and we made an accidental there. We played Brenda Fraser's, which was an accident. I'm still getting identified and used to what we have actually on the switchboard that we can use. We lost some of our material, unfortunately, so we're just working with what we have, so you'll have to bear with us and, you know, just take what we've got, and we're just up and running. We're going to have some new shows coming up. You heard Bethany Caudill's original Love is a Beautiful Thing. She won the Kentucky Opry on January 28, 2017 in her division. That was really cool. You can check out some of her stuff if you're interested in CDs or what have you. She's got a web page. And you can also contact me, Amanda Dowell with one L, or starway@hotmail.com for readings or information on Bethany, or bethanycaudill.com. So anyway, our call-in number today is 347-237-5339. My guest is Asen Knight, and he's a pretty cool guy. He works with tarot readings, and he also works with just giving you basically honest, you know, downright good advice. He doesn't beat around the bush. He tells it like it is. He uses his tarot deck and also, you know, other different things that, you know, he teaches classes, and he's just very much good at everything that he does. So I'm very honored to actually work with him today and have him here, because he's also a certified minister under the Universal Life Church. He's done some Kolomi practice. He's also done many, many other classes. And like I said, his classes are very educational and informative. And you can check him out at asenknight.com. And I will tell Bethany congratulations on the Kentucky Opry from you, Asen. That's awesome. Anyway, so we're going to get started here, and again, our call-in number is 347-237-5339. Hit 1 on your keypad, and you can ask us one question, our second half of the show. I'm going to bring Asen live now and let him talk a little bit more. How you doing, Asen?
Oh, doing wonderful, honey. I'm doing, you know, it's winter, so, you know, I'm bunking out at the house and, you know, getting caught up on the stuff that, you know, I don't get done in the summer, and, you know, learning different things and studying and working on some classes. I've got another tarot class getting ready to go live probably within the next 2 weeks. And, you know, that's been a fun project. I do that over on YouTube.
Nice. That's really good. That really gives people a chance to visually see what you're doing and what's going on and how that works. So that's pretty cool.
It is. And, you know, this is the first class that I've done that's virtual, totally. We started out, you know, the first two classes was live and in person, but it was also video. And then I was like, you know, everybody can do video. We'll just move to video. So, you know, this is the first full video class, you know, that you can get the handout, sit down anywhere, watch the video, do your homework, send it in, and then move on to your next lesson. And, you know, so it's going well.
That's good. I'm sure everybody gets a lot more information from virtual because it's hands-on. I remember, you know, when you first started out working with classes, you either have to work with, you know, maybe a chat class or, you know, via going in person. And so it makes it a lot easier for people that are located all over the place.
Right. It's so much easier, you know. And, you know, I used to do weekend intensives. A couple of years ago, I would, you know, rent a cabin, people would come down, we'd do a weekend intensive, and then, you know, and that was fine, but, you know, it was a lot of work, and it was like, snap, 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 we got, you know, we got to stay on subject to get through this, but now we don't.
That's awesome, you know, because it's just so much easier. I mean, you know, those classes in person are good, too, you know, every now and then have one of those, but people have a much more hard time, like, you know, being able to afford them and stuff like that. So it's just very, difficult, you know, if you're having to make travel plans and all that. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, I know that it can all work to the best of everybody's ability. You know, and I think that virtual is fun because you get to see so
yeah.
much more and have a little bit of hands-on.
You know, and the way I've got it set up, you can ask the question, you know, throughout the class, and you'll get an email reply. You know, if you're taking it at 2 in the morning, normally I'm up at 2 in the morning, not 9 a.m. anymore. But, so that's going on. And then, you know, I began work on my festival, Beltane in the Forest. We're doing it again this year. This will be our 9th year. So that'll be coming out in May. There in Charleston, West Virginia.
That's going to be really fun.
It is. It's always a blast. It's a busy, busy day. You know, we have vendors from 4 states coming in. We normally get around 200 to 300 people. And what's even best is it's all free. There's no admission. There's no, you know, cover charge. There's no, you know, anything. You can actually come out and enjoy the day and have fun. And it, you know, not spend a penny, not put up with any drama. We don't allow a bunch of ego or any of that going on. We're planning to actually have some workshops there this year, like we did last year, and, you know, public ritual, and just time to bring the community in, because last year it was turned over to the community. And, you know, the community is now running it. It's now all donated support, so that's up and, you know, going. You know, we're busy planning for that, and, you know, I'm planning for my 2017 tour. You know, I'll be going to different places this year, you know, like I done last year. So, you know, it's a busy January.
Yeah, it is going to be a busy January.
So
it's
going to
be really fun.
How are you doing?
Well, I've just been kind of traveling around and then taking some time off. You know, I've been working with a lady online that wants to learn how to, you know, do readings, and we've been getting together in person. She's kind of local. We've been doing some fun stuff, investigating and looking at stuff, and, you know, I'm testing her out a little bit to see what all she knows, and she's really pretty good. She's really pretty good. She just has absolutely no idea she's that good, and, you know, maybe
right.
she'll want to come and learn some of the tarot
yeah.
classes too, you know. Oh yeah, she's nervous and not really sure she's, you know, really that good, but she's proven to me that she's
an appointment and lock her in
very good. Oh yeah, I will.
Make sure
she's
you
been
do
doing
that.
Very well
you
though.
Do that with your students.
Oh yeah, definitely.
That's actually how I got my first reading, is I was helping my grandmother, you know, just run the office, and one time she double booked and she says, "Oh, you've got room too," and I'm like, "Huh? Here's your cards. Go to work."
Awesome! How cool is that?
Yeah.
So, what else have you been up to besides doing classes and getting ready to travel and all that fun stuff?
Let's see, learning even more about social media, because it's now taking over a lot of our lives. Checking out some of this VR tech, which, you know, let's say probably in 5 years, Amanda, we'll be in probably hologram form. They can just punch us in and we'll pop up in the midair. I'm started the monthly vibrations. And that's the weekly vibration. It's a weekly newsletter that you can get information on. And, you know, that's from a mailing list. And if people aren't on it, they can go to my website, acenite.com, and join it. And it sends out a little newsletter each week that tells you what's going on energy-wise and gives you a spiritual challenge for the week to, you know, straighten yourself up, get yourself cleaned up, and then I'm doing the monthly overviews, which is another YouTube video thing that gives you a reading for the month, and that's up on YouTube. One will be going up tomorrow, you know, because we're now already moving into February. And that's just about it. I mean, other than just doing readings, and believe me, I stay busy doing those. I mean, my schedule is always full.
Well, see, that's just really cool because, you know, you've got a lot of good things coming. And, you know, you always stay busy, and that's just really fun.
Yeah, well, you have to. I mean, you know, anymore in this business, it's just so all over everywhere. You know, we are now in so many forms. I mean, looking back over the years, you know, going from the days when you either booked a personal appointment and you had to go to the reader, or today, you know, or you called in a 1-900 number and the reader was sitting there listening to the most boringest music God ever created. I mean, elevator jazz, basically. And then, you know, and today we're in chat, we're in video, we're on the phone, you know, you got direct access. It's just a total different business anymore. And a lot of the older readers, I find, you know, because, you know, we all network, and it's like, oh, you do that? Okay. Well, how do I do that? Or, you know, oh, you do more than just phone readings? I can see you in video. Yeah. Okay, that's it. You know, that sounds good. Let's do that.
Right. Well, see, you know, that's just how much fun. That's just how much fun we get to have with all the classes and events and things that we get to do.
Right. And, you know, the readings and, you know, helping clients. You know, that's all the enjoyment and learning of the business.
Absolutely. That's the best way to go. And, you know, that's just what we have to do.
Very much so. You know, so, and, you know, I'm still working on my book. That'll, you know, I'm like into chapter 3 now, and that's probably been the hardest experience, is going back and going, okay, how did this really happen? And, you know, how can I make this fit in? And what's the words for this?
Right. Well, you know, it's just so much fun, all the different things we get to do and all the different places we get to you know, hang out and see people and meet new people. It's always an adventure.
Right.
So what else have you been up to just besides classes?
That's about all,
and,
honey. You know,
awesome.
In the wintertime.
Well, it keeps you a full schedule.
It does. It's, you know, I would work 70 hours a week in the office, you know, and... You know, I'm starting to take a little bit of fun time out, but for a very long time, it's been 70 hours a week, and that's, you know, it's the way it is for me, you know, and the way it is for a lot of readers.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. You stay busy in the office, and then you're gone, and then you have a schedule, and then you're writing classes. You can be all over the map.
Yeah, very much so. And, you know, like 16, I was in Canada, I was in PA, I took off and went to Ohio, and, you know, my Ohio trips are normally the standard ones, but, you know, so it was fun, and, you know, we're going to be doing that again this year, and, you know, dealing with, you know, just different types of stuff like that. And just being... you know, out there and about.
Right. Absolutely. Well, that's what we do. We have to get ourselves out there and teach people and really make it a goal to make a difference and show off things and really teach people. People these days need that kind of stuff.
Especially now more than ever. I mean, this time, you know, is looking so much like the 1917, 1920s. And it's like, oh, didn't we learn the first time? Let's take this up a notch and, you know, learn it again, I guess.
Right. Just take it up a notch, learn, do the best that you can, and away you go. But we need it these days because we have some of the phonies out there, and that's a really tough call, you know, when you have that on the side and you're trying to work out every detail and it's just difficult.
And doing the cleanup. Oh, my God, doing the cleanup of some of these phonies is ridiculous.
Oh, I know. It can be crazy what they come up with and how people come up with different stuff. So I totally know.
You know, and, you know, always working on that. you know, and protect.
And you know, they can fool you really. Yeah, they can fool you really easily, and it's just, you know, one of those things where anymore we need to be cautious of who we're going to and where we're putting our faith and who we're trusting. You know, sometimes you have to
right.
be careful with that.
Well, you have to be careful with it, and you have to be aware. Just be aware of yourself.
Of course.
Be aware of some of the craziness stuff. You know, money isn't evil. Items, yeah, can be haunted, but guess what? A little bit of salt will take care of any haunting. You know, sometimes you need a little bit of sage in there, too. But, you know, one of the two things will take care of any haunting. There was a lady in Florida who gave up a house to somebody because it was haunted.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, just because the house is haunted doesn't mean you can't fix it.
Right. You know, and, or, you know, just other craziness these people come up with. The more dramatical theater readings, it's like, please.
Yeah. True. It's really funny how, you know, people come up with, see, you know, that's a lot of people. I had a lady ask me, she says, well, haunting usually scares a lot of people, you know, because you think of those demon-looking things or whatever. And I said, well, have you ever thought that it just has a person in it? You know, I mean, a house has a person in it anyway. Usually
right.
a person lives in that house, and there's no difference, you know, when they cross. I mean, yeah, they can be tormented and upset, but there's usually a way to deal with it. And she says, well, how do you deal with it if it's, you know, just like not temperamental or madness? It's just a person who needs help getting from one place to the next. So it's really not that difficult.
It isn't that difficult, and, you know, it isn't that hard, and if, you know, you've got poltergeist, a little bit of salt and sage will get rid of that built-up emotion that has now grown a little bit of consciousness, and, you know, it's just this, you know, these people come in, and it's terrible. I mean, they're even on TV, and it's just, like, so fake, so phony. Everything isn't a demon. Everything isn't a reinventation of the Amityville Horror House. And it's like, can you just do your job?
Yeah. Yeah, and the job is just simply knowing that it's not really as hard as you make it.
Mm-hmm. It isn't. It isn't as hard. You know, if you've got the spiritual know-how, anybody can be a reader. It's just like anybody can be a runner. You just have to
practice. Of course.
You have to get out there. You have to do it. You have to continue doing it. Yeah, you're going to get nervous. Yeah, you're going to be wrong. Guess what? Everybody's wrong. I'm wrong. Amanda's been wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not God.
But it happens to be that we're always going to be wrong somewhere. I love the way
exactly.
this one woman teaches psychic development class. She says,
mm-hmm.
you have to not be afraid to be wrong. And people
right.
are like, oh, that's the one thing I fear. Oh, I fear being wrong. Oh, I could never do it, but I have intuition. And I just look at them like, that's the whole thing. You just blurt out what you know or get, and that's what you get. That's the way it is. Here's what you get, and that's it.
Well, not only that, but, you know, you don't filter.
Right. Just let the message come out.
Yeah. You let the message come
Best
out,
way
you
to
let
be.
The words come out, and it doesn't matter. You know, the way it sounds is the way it sounds, and you may not know the joke, you know, because spirit doesn't always fill us in on the joke, but that may be, you know, something that person needs to hear, or it may be something that a past loved one is passing on to you, even though, you know, I'm not a medium, but, you know, I've said some things before, and it's like, okay, that makes no sense. You know, and my head and my mouth is going, your lips are moving, and you're saying something that sounds like gibberish. And you're like, oh, my goodness, how did you know that?
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's like,
and that's going to happen.
You know,
people are going to look at you like, how did you know that? And,
mm-hmm.
I mean, sometimes it could be the most ridiculous thing ever. I had a woman who was sharing with me. She was a medium. She says that this song, Boot Scootin' Boogie, the song that Bethany
mm-hmm.
did on stage, kept coming to her. And she was telling this lady everything else about her mother. And this lady was just a sourpuss. She just had this, you know, aggravated look on her face. And, you know, yet it was the best mediumship reading she'd probably ever given. And
mm-hmm.
she said finally she just saw how sour-faced this woman looked. So she decided, well, maybe I should just go on and tell her what I'm getting. So finally she just looked at her and said, okay, well, how about this? Boot, scoot, and boogie. And you would have thought fireworks went off. She stood
uh-huh.
up, and her reaction was just good. Oh, that's it, you know. And it was their code word that when she crossed over that, you know, her mother would say boot, scoot, and boogie. And I thought,
wow.
Well, how crazy is that? You know, we don't know that. We don't know what kind of pact, you know, somebody makes with somebody when they're crossing over or what we're getting. Sometimes it's the craziest thing in the world. Like, I was drawing a diamond shape, and I had this envelope that was closed. It was in psychic development class, and I thought it was the dumbest thing in the world. I'm drawing a diamond, and I'm like, what is that? And the lady was laughing because she said, well, you know, you're thinking too hard. You don't even know what it is. You might be absolutely right. Open it up, and it's a baseball field, baseball diamond. And I thought,
mm-hmm.
well, how crazy is that? You know, or you might see something like hot dogs floating above somebody's head, and you think it's the most ridiculous thing in the world from the Oscar Mayer weenie commercial and, the, you know, the song and the advertisement, and you're tasting hot dogs, and it's the writer of the commercial. You know, you don't know. You just have to really trust what you get.
Right, and, you know, you have to not trust. You have to not filter. You just have to say it.
Mm-hmm. Just say it out loud.
Mm-hmm.
Say it completely
yeah,
out loud.
Completely out loud, completely relaxed, completely, you know, unfeathered, unfocused, you know, and, you know, people go, Asen, you said that so bluntly, and it's like, yeah.
And you mean what you say.
Yeah, you mean what you say, but it's because I don't filter it. You know, we, as a society, try to be caring and loving. Spirit is very caring, very loving, but they don't source anything. They don't preface anything.
Right.
They don't, you know, they give it to, you know, if he's a dumb yutz, you know, I'm going to say he's a dumb yutz. I'm not going to go, well, you know, he really needs to, you know, maybe work on his personal development. Spirit didn't tell you to say it that
true.
Way.
Right. It just comes out the way it comes out, you know, no hidden colors,
no filter.
So it makes total
you know,
sense.
This ain't Snapchat. You know, we don't filter, you know, the responses. We just let spirit take them.
That's true. And we just have to trust what we're feeling, what we're getting, what we're seeing, and when we do that, you know, that's when the miracle really happens. That's when you get that, oh, how did you know that? Or, ooh,
mm-hmm.
that's really good. So, really
right.
good stuff.
And really fun stuff.
Really awesome stuff. So, before we take a commercial break or just listen to a song real quick, is there anything you want to announce coming up or share anything?
I've got so much coming up, honey. You really should just go to asennight.com.
Asennight.com. Awesome.
You can get all my, you know, events, activities, releases, all that. You're able to just keep up with me there, and you can sign up on the newsletter, and you'll be the first, you know, on the newsletter. They get a weekly newsletter, and it has all the stuff that I'm doing.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. All right, well, we're going to go to a commercial break, and we'll be back in just a minute. You've been listening to WGGM Radio. My guest is Asen Knight. You can check him out at asenknight.com, asonknight.com. You can check me out, Amanda Dowell, 1L on Facebook, or you can email me at starway@hotmail.com. I do readings and a bunch of other stuff too. And we'll be back in just a minute. Okay, we are back with WGGM Radio. We're on the hour of asking one question. So our calling number is 347-237-5339. Hit 1 on your keypad if you want to talk to us, and we'll answer your questions. You can check out Asen at asenknight.com, and we're going to get started. Welcome back, Asen.
Thanks, darling. Let's get moving.
All right, here's area code 281. You're on the line with Amanda and Asen. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing fine. How are you guys?
Doing good.
How can we help you?
Well, I just wanted to know if you see me and this girl being in a very long-term committed relationship.
What's
her
name?
Her name is Scarlett. Scarlett.
Good luck here at Scarlett. I feel you will be. Now, I do feel like you guys are going through some issues right now, but they're really just growth steps.
Yeah, they are.
Okay, and, you know, you got to talk and communicate about them. You can't sit there and brood about it. But I do feel like it'll be growing and into a very comfortable long-term relationship.
So it'll last for years to come.
As long as you two continue working on it, yes.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Our next person is area code 111. Looks like a Skype caller. You're on the line with Amanda Nathan. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good. How can we help you?
Yeah, my name is Brianna, and I applied for financial aid for school to help me pay for it, and the process went through and everything, and they received it. But I had to do a lot of paperwork, so it's just been kind of a long process. I'm just wanting to know if you see me receiving it.
You will, honey, and it is a daunting process. Just make sure to double-check before you turn it all in, because it's like a freaking 2-inch packet now. You want everything include almost your DNA code. But I feel like you'll get it, and you'll do fine. Okay?
You know, like, how much longer it'll take, because school has already started, and the last
it
of my paperwork,
like
I'm turning in.
It feels like 2 more weeks.
That I will receive it?
Yes.
Okay, because the last paperwork I have to turn in is tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
But you see everything going through okay?
Everything will go through okay. Everything will just be fine.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, dear. You have a great evening.
Thank you for calling.
You too. Thank you.
All right, our next caller is 239. You're on the line with Amanda Nathan. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Amanda Nathan?
Doing good, dear.
Doing well, thank you.
Sounds like Aiden's got a lot going on. I keep up with Amanda, though, on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know Mary had so much stuff.
It's a lot of stuff.
I was thinking of a question, but when she announced you, the back door from the swimming pool kind of opened. I mean, like something was coming in, and the cat even noticed it. So is there someone on the other side wanting to tell me something? Are you able to take the other side stuff?
I understand I'm not a medium, so I'm not going to be able to connect, but I do feel like there's a female presence there. It feels more motherly to me than anything.
Yeah,
and
I was going to say
grandmother.
It's just kind of
like I've stopped in for coffee.
It's like a grandmother. Yeah, like a grandma type figure. Like I'm stopping in for coffee to say hi. But I picked up like a grandma or somebody coming in for tea, but I just for some reason want to put them with coffee, and they're coming in to say hi.
Well, I made coffee this morning. But, you know, one time I was filling up my tank with gas, and I turned around, and Grandma was sitting in the back seat on top of all my stuff.
Oh, wow.
Blended in. So, yeah, she's with me a lot. I move around a lot. So,
mm-hmm.
So it was just Grandma coming to visit then. Okay.
Yeah, her coming to say hello.
That's the usual. It's usually her if I call somebody, unless it's Uncle Harry, always has something to say. If it's somebody who can pick up with someone once, Uncle Harry always has something to say. But Grandma is usually the one that people pick up.
Mm-hmm. But no, I just feel like she stopped by for coffee.
Well, that's nice. Okay. Well, then I should talk to her. Alrighty.
Yeah, just keep talking to her and let her know you know that you're listening to her. And she's sending love and support, so just keep talking to her.
Oh, yeah. She's been supporting me since way before I even, since 2011, since I gave up everything and just hit the road. I'm kind of like a traveler. I'm getting ready to leave again, too, so I didn't know if you were going to pick up any kind of a message about that. But maybe that's not out for message yet.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you. It's very interesting what you all are doing.
Thank you. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
All right. Blessings. We're going to go to our next caller, area code 856.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, 856.
Hi, Aisha. How are you? It's Rose Maria. I haven't talked to you for a little bit.
Yeah, it's been a while, honey.
How are you?
Good. How can I help you?
I disconnected, regrouped, going free from all the, doing my thing, sitting on my 2 feet. So now I'm ready to go to get whatever I need to get into my working situation with relocation, whatever you can see for that, a relationship or whatever I need to know to get there.
I feel like you just need to go have fun. I do feel like a relationship coming, but it's not for a couple months. I do feel like you're going to be relocating, though, and I think that that's probably why the relationship holds off.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, so it's like a couple months. Oh, to have fun, you mean?
Yeah, go have fun.
That's a little cool. Appreciate it.
You're welcome, dear.
Have a good one.
You too, darling.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, our next caller is area code 813. You're on the line with Amanda Nason. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous. Love the song that you, I'm still humming that song that you just played. My name is Lily, and I, career finances. What do you see coming up? Because I need to make some money.
Well, let's see here, honey. Yeah, you need to make a lot of money, but I feel like it's more under your control. I do feel like it picking up and getting better in March. And I really feel like April just kind of standards you out to where you're back in that comfortable position. I do feel a change, though, in what you're doing. This is going to be something more independent for you.
Really? I love independent.
Yeah.
I would love
like
to do independent.
Like you off doing your own thing. Yeah.
Okay. Does that include my own thing? My husband and I are fine otherwise financially then?
Yeah. I feel like you're fine. I feel like you're
yeah.
growing.
You guys are fine.
Okay. There's just been a lot of ups and downs, and like you said, you got to work for it. Okay. Fabulous. I'm looking forward to April then.
All right. Well, thank you for calling. And you
thank
can check you. Bethany out at BethanyCaudell.com. That was her singing Drift Away. And look forward to April. You're going to have a lot of good financial changes. Thank you for calling. And they're positive.
Ooh.
We're going to go to our next caller, area code 860. You're on the line with Amanda and Asen. How are you?
Hi. Thank you so much. I'm wondering if I'm going to get well enough to have a job soon and make a little money.
Let me take a look here, hon. I feel like you do, but here's the thing. It feels to me like it's immune-based.
It's what-based?
Like your immune system's the problem.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that you're going to be able to really, you know, straighten that up. I feel like the doctor's going to aid you in getting you organized on that. I understand I'm not a doctor, but I do feel like you'll be going to work probably by April.
Will I be barbering or doing Reiki? Do you know that?
Looks like both.
Well, that sounds good.
What I was going to say is both. I was going to say both, too. I see kind of a combination of the two, and it would work out really well.
Oh, yes, it would. Thank you.
All right.
You're
welcome. Thank you for calling.
Thank you so much.
We have area code 604. You're on the line with Amanda Nason. How are you?
Hi, Amanda Nason. I want to ask a relationship question.
Okay.
And I wanted to know if it was the one I was in or is a new one and when.
Okay. And the other party in the one you were in before?
Pardon?
The other party's name you were in before?
Gary.
Okay. Let me take a look here, darling. I feel like it's going to be a new one.
A new one? Do you
yeah.
know when?
I'd say probably the end of February.
Oh, perfect.
Okay. And I think that, you know, right now you need to take time for you because you got a lot of new things growing around you and you need to be paying attention to those first.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Great. Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome, dear. You have a great
evening.
Thank
you very much.
You too. Bye.
Okay, we have a text question here from Lachey, and Lachey wants to know, hi, Amanda Nason. May I receive insight about career opportunities coming for me? I have a contingent job offer with staffing agency for a client, but the commute will be an hour, and pay is not all that great. The commute will be about an hour, and pay is not that great, but I know I need to take once my background check is clear. So she knows she needs to take it. Will another job opportunity come in, or better to commute? And
better opportunity comes early. I don't feel like she gets this, okay? It feels to me like she starts to get it, and then another thing comes in, and she gets sidelined. Okay?
Yeah,
I
agree.
I feel like she's able to take the new job.
In.
Yeah, it's going to be a better job.
Yeah, better job all the way. All right, we're going to go to our next caller, which is area code 860, you're on the line with Amanda Nason. How are you?
Oh, you talk to me.
Okay, I got you already. Getting confused here. We're going to go to area code 856. You're on the line with Amanda Nason. How are you?
Fine, how are you? You already guys got me already.
All right. We're going to go to our last caller, which is 417-543. You're on the line with Amanda Nason. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
Doing great. How can we help you?
Well, Aisling, this is Bethany.
Uh-huh.
And I'm trying to narrow it down to one question, and I've had like three come to my mind, and I'm having a hard time.
Well, take the first one and we'll work our way through.
Let's just get all three.
I'm debating what to ask, but anyway, you know how you think you want to ask one question and then something else comes through your mind and
mm-hmm.
you think, I really should find that one out.
Right. Well, just that's the first one, honey, and we'll get our way through it.
Okay. This weekend, I'm going to try out for America's Got Talent.
Mm-hmm.
And that my first question is, how will that go?
As long as you don't overthink it, it'll go well.
Okay.
Keep it simple.
I will. I think I know what song I'm going to do, and I'm just going to go in there and just do my best.
Right.
That's
and
what
I think you'll
do.
Be fine with it.
Oh, good. And my second question is kind of a tough one. Do I have a brother? And if I do, are we ever going to meet?
You have two, and yes, you do.
I have two?
You have two. One's a younger, one way younger, and one's a little bit older.
Ooh. You know, I've been told that I have a brother, but so far it's run into dead ends, and I don't know if they're
let them find
if
you.
He is alive or dead or.
I feel both of them are alive. One looks to be in. I want to say Sunnyfield, California for some reason because that's what I'm looking at. And the other one I feel like is just kind of like 20 miles away.
Wow. Huh. That's really that's really awesome.
Okay.
My father lives about 20 miles away, and when I was 4 years old, we live
mm-hmm.
in California.
Okay.
So it's possible, I guess.
I think, yeah, you'll meet each other, but I don't feel like it's going to be tomorrow. I feel like it's probably going to be a couple years.
Do they know about me?
They know about your father. I don't feel they think they know about you because I don't feel like they had that information.
Oh. You know, I actually asked my father if I had a brother, and he just pretty much
denied.
Well, he didn't deny it, but he just said if there was one, he'd like to know about it.
Mm-hmm.
Which pretty much said, as far as he knows, there is none.
Yeah, there is.
But that's just crazy. And my last question is, will I sell my house or will my daughter come and rent it?
You sell it.
I'm going to sell it.
You're going to sell it.
Oh, good. Soon?
Should be probably as soon as the weather warms up.
Okay. I actually advertised it in the paper for the next 3 weeks.
Good. Because you don't get a realtor on this.
Okay.
Okay.
It was kind of crazy because I was going to try to sell it, and then my daughter throws me this curveball last night and says, hey, could I rent the house, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying I'm trying to sell it, and I could sell it to you, or I may sell it, you know, if you're renting it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm just like, what am I going to do now?
I feel you sell it, honey. I don't feel you rent it.
Well, I'm shooting for selling.
Yeah. It
I
just
think I'm going to go on the road.
Every ball involved. You do, but that's not until June.
Yeah, I'm thinking about getting an RV.
I think an RV would be good.
Yeah, just go on the road, you know? Do some traveling, do some singing and sightseeing and live on the road.
Well, that and go have fun.
Yes, absolutely. Well, it's been great talking to you. And thank
you're
you
welcome.
For the advice.
You're welcome.
And have a wonderful day.
You too.
You too, Amanda.
Thank you.
We love you guys.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, Ethan, that was our last caller. Thank you for joining me today.
You're welcome, darling. You have a great day.
All right, you too, and we'll talk soon, and we'll do this again. It was fun.
Yes.
All right, thanks. Have a good day yourself. We'll see you next time. You've been listening to WGGM Radio. My guest was Asen Knight. Check him out at asenknight.com. If you're interested in Bethany, who just won the Kentucky Opry tonight, you can check her out at Bethany Caudill, CAUDILL.com. My webpage is in construction. It's going to be up eventually. So you can email me at starwaya@hotmail.com for a phone reading, or you can message me on Facebook, Amanda Dowell with 1L. We'll see you next Monday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. Asen, thank you so much for being my guest. And we'll do this again soon. Have a great day, everybody.
Day after day, I'm more confused. Yet I look for the light through the pouring rain. You know that's a game that I hate to lose. And I'm feeling ain't it a shame? Oh, give it a beat, boy, to free my soul. I want to get along in your rock and roll and drift away. Give it a beat, boy, to free my soul. I want to get along in your rock and roll and drift away. Beginning to think that I'm wasting time. coming through to me. Thanks for the joy that you're giving me. Oh, I want you to know I believe in your soul. Rhythm and rhyme and harmony. You help me along. Making me strong, give me the peace, Lord, free my soul. Wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Give me the peace, Lord, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and